This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Firefighters completely contained the Cameron Peak fire earlier this month, but the largest wildfire in state history continues to have an impact. A report by the National Interagency Fire Center says the state's lynx population lost 72% of its habitat to the fire. The report says the habitat should recover as trees and vegetation regrow, but that process could take decades. Several fisheries also remain at high risk for post-fire damage. Casinos in Colorado finally had a good month. According to the state data, slot machines and table games brought in about as much revenue this October as they did the same month in 2019. But David Farahi at Monarch Casino says the industry is hurting more than the numbers indicate. Despite that, casinos are still looking for workers.
One of the biggest challenges we're having is hiring. And we at Monarch are in a unique place because we just opened our resort last month, and we're actually looking to hire hundreds of team members, hundreds of new team members for careers in hospitality.
That's in a pandemic, which is extraordinary. And Farahi does like his prospects for gambling next year after Colorado voters removed limits on wagers. And the Denver Nuggets are off to a slow start to the new NBA season. They lost at home during last night's Christmas clash with the Los Angeles Clippers. Denver is now 0-2 on the year after making it all the way to the Western Conference Finals last season. This is CPR News and KRCC.